A lot of Alaskans may know Inupiaq artist Holly Nordlum as a graphic designer, jewelry maker, and creator of art that provokes conversations about the painful history of organized religion's impacts on Native people. Born in Kotzebue, Nordlum is a powerhouse of ideas and creative energy. Recently, her desire to get a traditional Inupiaq chin tattoo led her on a journey of searching for a tattooist who could teach the ancient cultural art of tattooing with ink and thread or skin poking. She worked with other artists and her partner, Greenlandic Inuit Maya Jakobsen, through a polar lab program at the Anchorage Museum. They made a short film about their quest, and Nordlum decided that there was more to tell. So the first-time filmmaker set out to produce a documentary. She tells APRN's Lori Townsend she applied to the Sundance Institute's Native American and Indigenous program and was accepted.
I was super excited, obviously. Having the Sundance name behind your film, behind your project, is huge for a film.
Especially for a first film.
First film. First time producer, first time director, first time writer, right? That said, I've been doing the arts for 20 years, professionally for 10. It's not like I'm a newbie, but definitely taking a big chance on me. Very exciting. Get to go to all these Sundance films, but also to the events and the receptions. And, you know, we're going to do a lot of press. And that's all really exciting. You know, just to make sure I'm promoting as much as I can about the film, but also about other Alaskan Native artists while I'm there. It's a big opportunity for us as a group of contemporary artists also.
Have you worked out the full concept of what the film will be? Tell us about what exactly you're planning and what the film will try to accomplish.
Well, we've decided on Tupik. The tattoo program through the museum is called Tupik Mi, Tattoo People. Tupik will be the name of the film, and Tupik means tattoo in Inupiaq. The film itself will be about Maya and I and our struggle through this, but also about people's perceptions of face tattooing, and it'll be interesting to get a pro and con, and we're going to do a little bit with the family, but also the training program is a big part of this, and really the film isn't just about tattooing, it's about being a proud Native person, proud Aleut, proud Inupiaq, proud Tlingit person, you know, it's being proud and wearing that proudly, so really that's what the goal of the program and the film will be, proud of your history and your family and your culture.
At one time, Native people of the North, and I'm not sure if it was Inupiaq or Yupik or who, also had ivory plugs.
Yes, so beautiful.
Has anyone talked about also going back to doing some of that?
Absolutely. I mean, with tattooing, there's a lot, too, with the inks and the methods. But then we've also talked about that. I mean, I have big dreams of going back to all of that. You know, there is an artist who had plugs put in, but he had them done at a shop. So then looking at that traditionally and how that transpired is very interesting. And we run across that, and we kind of keep that material for future because this isn't a small project for us. I consider this a... I'm lucky enough to make this part of my life, this promoting traditional tattooing and being a proud Native person, working with students, working with adults, and I feel like I'm lucky to be able to do this.
So you leave for Sundance soon. What's the timeline then after the big, wonderful festival? Then the actual work gets started. So what are you looking at for a timeline for when you think the film will actually be ready to be out?
We've actually done some filming. We went to New Zealand for an all-Indigenous conference. And then when Maya was here for the kickoff program with the museum, we also did filming then. So we've already started. Really, I want to come up with a more concrete plan to where to go from here and make the best quality film I can. And we figure that'll take 2 years. So I'm hoping November-ish 2018 we'll have some kind of product. That's my end date, my hopeful goal.
Inupiaq artist Holly Nordlum is in Park City, Utah this week, learning from a stellar line of filmmakers. She spoke with APRN's Lori Townsend. Links to her short video are at our website, alaskapublic.org.